This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. MasterClass.com/audio.
You know what song a Christmas song I heard? You know Sean Kingston, reggae dude?
Yeah.
He has a version of Little Drummer Boy that was awesome. Landy, see if you can track that down. It was really good. We haven't checked in with the Aquarium Boys. Jeff is back. Jeff, how are you, pal?
I'm good, JP. How are you?
I'm good, man. What are you doing for Christmas, Jeffrey?
Better not be on my porch. I'm going to shoot you.
You working the game?
I sent him a video this morning.
I'm not working this week, but I'll be there.
Of course you'll be there. Are you still frying up turkeys and everything?
No.
Because you have to go to the game?
Yeah.
So you're going to do it Friday or Saturday or anything, or...
No. I'm doing a brisket.
Smoking it?
Yeah.
Traeger?
How else you gonna do it?
I don't know. I've never made a brisket. I don't know how to – I don't know that I – any of the long the stuff that requires long cooking is not something I've ever done. I'm a speed man.
Yeah, you just cook steak. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
And heat up beans in a can.
Yeah, it's a family recipe. Simple question, Brian. Las Vegas does not think Washington has much of a chance this weekend. No, this Thursday. Commanders are now 7-point underdogs. Of the wagers, 73% of people betting the money line are taking Dallas at minus 325. 61% of the bets at -7 are on Dallas, including 72% of the money, which is interesting. And that number keeps going up, and people keep betting it. Now, some of that is Dallas being Dallas kind of gets like a different betting scope because it's just more fans, and they'll throw a little cash on it. But, I mean, the Cowboys are 6-8-1 on the season. The Cowboys do have some really good wins. They beat much better teams than Washington has. Offensively, Dallas is performing at a really high level. Dak is playing well. Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are probably, I think, fair to say that's the best wide receiver duo in the NFL this year.
Hell yeah, they have been awesome. But the thing of it, listen, man, a game like this where nobody thinks the other team has a chance, they have proven they can run the football. They have to find a way to be dedicated to the running the ball. And if they can turn this game into a sloppy, nasty game where they can run and begin to keep that offense on the field, you know, depending on how things go early, that's a chance. But you have to establish a run. You're not going to get into a passing the ball contest against them because you're going to lose that one. But if you make it dirty and you got to try some things on defense and offensively, this should be a game where we can say, okay, they can't do this. Let's make, after the game is over, make that be a fact. Too many times we go into the game where guys don't have a good run defense and we don't run the ball against them. Other teams go and play the same team and destroy them, and we got a better running game in there.
Defensively, Dallas comes into this thing 31st in the NFL in points allowed, 30th in yards allowed, dead last in pass yards allowed per game, dead last in passing touchdowns allowed per game. The run defense is marginally better, 20th in yards allowed. The Cowboys defensively are giving up 4.5 yards per carry. You'd love if Marcus could play because clearly you could beat them through the air.
Yeah.
I don't know that Marcus is going to play. I saw his hand yesterday. That joint is swollen.
He probably won't.
It doesn't seem like he's going to.
But I think it's going to be some level a combination of
Driscoll and Johnson.
Driscoll and Johnson.
I do too.
Yeah.
The NFL is a crazy league. Think upsets happen. You never know what's going to happen. This does not look like an advantageous matchup for Washington. Just because Dallas can score. Like, last week going into the Philly game, and especially before Marcus went down, Washington was it. They had a lead at halftime, mm-hmm. right? They had a good game plan against Philly. But going into that game, my thought was, it's kind of up to Philly. If Philly plays at even their B minus B level, Philly should win that game. Yeah. They were the more talented roster, deeper, better. Philly probably played at about that level. And in the second half, once Mariota went down, it was cooked.
Yeah.
This week, I kind of think is about the Dallas offense. Because I'm with you. I think if Washington sticks with the run.
Is Dallas offense still as into it as they were before they were out of the playoffs? That's another fair question, too. Because against the Chargers, they were playing to be in the playoffs.
Now they're officially cooked. I think they might have been cooked already because Washington had lost to Philly. Well, maybe they still had an outside shot at a wild card or something.
So I just think that it. We have heard and we see when certain people can't play.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what I'm saying? Certain level. It when they don't have that certain thing pushing them, They shut down.
So Dallas won three in a row, right? They to climb kind of into a conversation, especially one thing to beat the Raiders, but then they beat the Eagles and they beat the Chiefs. Then they go to Detroit on a Thursday night for a must win. They lose that. They give up 44 in that game. Sunday Night Football against the Vikings 2 weeks ago, season on the line. They can't stop Minnesota. They give up 34 in that game. Last week against the Chargers, they give up 34 again. Defensively, I mean, they are just a shell. And I believe a bunch of guys for the Cowboys defense are not playing. Mm-hmm. I think
they've been doing that already this year.
I believe Quinnen Williams isn't playing. He's a huge part of kind of what they do. I got the injury report from yesterday. Now, they're all walkthroughs, so these are simulated injury reports. But Guyton, their tackle, was a DNP. The linebacker, Overshown, is in the concussion protocol. A bunch of linemen have issues. The kid, Flournoy, that's looked pretty good for them. I think he's a rookie wideout, maybe mm-hmm. a second-year wideout.
Number 19?
Yeah, he's on the injury report. Kevontae Turpin, a guy that's killed Washington in the past, on the injury report. Quinnen Williams is here with a neck. He was limited in a walkthrough. Javonte Williams, their running back, limited in the walkthrough. They're beat up, and I think it's a fair question how much, sadly for Washington, they've been eliminated for a little while now, mm-hmm. and we've seen, really outside of the Vikings game, which was abhorrent, but Washington, despite the season being lost, has still played hard, I would say.
Yeah.
It's a fair question. Do we know how much Dallas will show up? Because I think, much like Philly last week, if Dallas shows up and plays their A game, I don't think Washington can keep up offensively. Dallas's offense is such, they might be able to score every time they touch the ball. They have home run hitters. They can run the ball. Like they, offensively.
So you have to limit that.
Right. So, you try to limit possessions, but.
We need a masterclass in play calling for Washington. Because, listen, Dallas doesn't stop the pass, and they're not good against the run. We have to do something against them. We can't go into this game and play into their hands of what they're trying to do. Find a way to dictate to them. And what we have not done. Every time we face a team this year that we say can't run, we didn't run, and we didn't throw the ball down the field. We got to find a way. And if we do that, then you keep your offense on the sideline a little bit more. And maybe they get to a point where they're like, hey, let's pull this thing back. You never know. But my whole thing, if you come out to play, you're trying to win a game. I don't want to hear no excuses after the game. You're trying to win the game.
Absolutely. And as for the draft position, like the players on the field are trying to win the game. Full stop, period. Mm-hmm. The draft position, I do think now is when you can start to pay attention to this. I think with 4 weeks left when people were freaking out, made no sense. Look at what like New Orleans is doing. They've gotten hot. They're playing well. They're trying to build something with that rookie quarterback. You never know with a month left of football. Now we're at 2 weeks. Washington's going to be probably heavy underdogs in both these games. I think it's possible week 18 against the Eagles, we're seeing Tanner McKee and not Jalen Hurts, but we'll get there. We got time to figure that out. Right, this is two odd things I learned. One I just learned. The Washington organization has never played on Christmas Day.
Cool.
So, first time for everything. They're playing this year on Christmas. And Washington is the only NFL team with just 4 wins. Mm. The Giants and the Raiders are there with 2 each. I won't be shocked if the Giants somehow pick one off in these last 2. The Raiders ain't winning anything. That joint is broken. Cleveland, Jets, Titans, Cardinals all have 3. I could see one of them picking something up, and then Washington will move ahead of that team because their strength of schedule is so significant. Right now, the Commanders would have the 7th overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
Could that get a little higher? Yeah, they have to lose both of theirs, but I think some group of Browns, Jets, Titans, Cardinals could win another one, get to 4, and then Washington bounces up. These are the little things to kind of watch.
I don't care about where they pick. You still got to pick the right people.
Ain't that the truth?
So I don't care if they get 7 to 9. If you can't find somebody in the top 15, that's a problem on you. Point blank.
You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We got to talk about this DK Metcalf thing. This is a weird one. Nobody go anywhere. Sam Cosmi at noon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.